With great power comes great responsibility.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Maybe your army comes, and maybe it's too much for us, but it's all on you. Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Wonder Woman!
Journey!
Hey there, it's the last couple days of November. I've decided that I run out of time on editing the next 2 days. So for the next couple days, I'm just going to run these shows unedited. Take out the coughs and the sneezes and the long pauses. But other than that, you're just going to hear all my ums and all my swallows and all the noises that I usually try to filter out. But I hope you enjoy it. It was kind of fun to go through this. Hope you enjoy. All right. And so what I thought might be fun to do for this is just kind of do a lightning round. You know, I've talked a lot about Superman and Batman movies and things like that. And so what I thought I'd do is I'd kind of go from, I have a list here of superhero movies and TV shows. And it's not a complete comprehensive list, but it's got most of them captured here. And so I'm just going to do a lightning round. I'm going to talk about each of them. If I've already talked about it, like Superman or something like that, I'll just go right past. If I haven't seen it at all, I'll mention it, but I won't delve into it. And I'll try to keep all my responses pretty short. I won't go into it as deep, just so I can get through this in a reasonable amount of time. So anyway, we start out. The first superhero movie on the list is Superman from 1978, but I've already talked about that. The next one on here is there was two Captain America TV movies that came out in 1979, and I didn't even know about these until a few months ago or a year or so ago when I think Big Anklevich mentioned that he had seen them, and I looked it up on YouTube and I watched a couple scenes on Captain America on his motorcycle and fighting some bad guys. And it was interesting. I'd never seen that before. And I don't know if I can get those on Netflix or anything else. I didn't see them on there. But it'd be interesting to watch those those TV movies of Captain America. But yeah, haven't seen those. Superman 2, I already talked about. Condor Man, I remember seeing previews for that, but I never watched it. That was in 1981. 1982, Swamp Thing. I haven't seen that either. I don't know that much about the Swamp Thing, even though I love Marvel's Man-Thing. I really haven't read any of DC's Swamp Thing, and I didn't see this movie. Superman 3, I talked about that. Supergirl, I haven't seen it, talked about that. Superman 4, I haven't seen that. Then we jump all the way to 1988. With the Incredible Hulk movies that came out. You know, that's from the TV show Incredible Hulk with Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno. And I watched those. You know, they tried to kind of bring in other Marvel characters. They brought in a version of Daredevil. Well, there's three movies. There's The Incredible Hulk Returns, The Trial of the Incredible Hulk, and then later on there was The Death of the Incredible Hulk. And those movies tried to bring in other Marvel characters. You know, one of them, they tried to bring in Thor. And if you compare that Thor from the television show, this TV movie from the Thor that you see today in Avengers, it'd make you laugh. They tried to bring in Daredevil with Matt Murdock with The Trial of the Incredible Hulk. And I don't remember who they brought in with The Death of Incredible Hulk. It might have been somebody like Nick Fury or something like that. I can't remember. But I did watch those movies and enjoyed those because I watched the old TV show of Incredible Hulk. And so those are pretty good. In the middle of those, in 1989, there was also the Return of the Swamp Thing. Didn't see that. Of course, 1989, right? That's when Batman came out. I've already talked about that. But yeah, that's when Batman starts. Another 1989 movie was The Punisher. And there's been several attempts to make a movie, The Punisher. And this is the only one that I believe that I've... This is the only one that I've seen. I remember it was cool because Dolph Lundgren was The Punisher in this movie. And I was kind of excited about it because I had read The Punisher comic books and whatnot. And I knew him. And it was an okay movie. It wasn't fabulous, but it was pretty good. It was all right to watch. A big movie in 1990 was Dick Tracy, and that's more from a comic strip than a comic book. But it had Warren Beatty as Dick Tracy, and Madonna was in the movie, and Al Pacino. And I remember I watched it, and it was fun to watch. I had never read Dick Tracy as a comic strip, so I didn't know all these characters, but I thought they did it in a fun way. It was a good movie. Darkman from 1990. You know, I've tried to watch that movie, and, you know, I usually catch it late, so I don't see it from the beginning or something else. And so I've never sat down and watched the whole movie. It looks interesting. It's got Liam Neeson in it, but I haven't watched that movie. Rocketeer was a movie from 1991. It was kind of more of a retro piece. It was, you know, basically a guy with a rocket jetpack strapped to his back. You know, I believe it was from 1950s, some 1940s or 50s is when the movie was supposed to be set. And that was a good movie. I liked that quite a bit, I remember. It actually has Jennifer Connelly in it, which I didn't know her at the time, but she's in that movie. We'll talk about her later on here in a bit. Batman Returns in 1992, I talked about that. There was a Captain America movie in 1990, and I remember hearing about that and being excited about it, but it didn't come out in theaters. I think it was a direct-to-video, direct-to-DVD, which, of course, isn't a good sign, but one of the video stores in town where I grew up was also a comic book store, or the guy owned a comic book store and a video store. He had several businesses in town, and that, so I was able to get a copy of the 1990 Captain America movie, and it had Ned Beatty in it. I can't remember what his role was in it, but Matt Salinger was Captain America, and I was excited about it, and I watched it, and I thought it was okay. The costume didn't look very good, but I liked the end scene with Red Skull and their fight between Captain America and the Red Skull. I thought that was really good. You know, for the movie that it wasn't a great movie. But it was, I mean, we didn't have any Marvel movies at the time, so that was a big deal. The Meteor Man in 1993... That was Robert Townsend, you know, it was kind of about more of a city kind of hero. He gets big powers and, you know, it was more of a comedy kind of thing. It wasn't really a serious superhero movie, and I didn't see it. I remember thinking it might be kind of neat, but I never did watch it. But it's an inner city, you know, DC neighborhood kind of thing. The Crow. I haven't seen The Crow. So many people have talked about it and liked that movie, and I never got to see it. It's got Brandon Lee in it as The Crow, and it, you know, it really does have a big following. People like The Crow, but I haven't seen that movie. The Shadow in 1994. I know the Shadow radio series, and it was kind of a bummer. I haven't watched this movie either. And we rented it from Netflix a while ago, and I was kind of excited, not excited, but I was kind of interested in watching it, and the CD or the DVD was just terrible. we couldn't get through it. So I had to just send it back. So I haven't seen The Shadow. I've seen the beginning of it. And it looked interesting. It had Alec Baldwin, Penelope Ann Miller in it. Here's a movie that I've seen and I liked. It was The Mask in 1994. And this, of course, was it was Jim Carrey, one of his first roles. It was after the Pet Detective movies, and I think he had done another movie. You know, he was kind of being big. It was before Batman Forever, just before Batman Forever. But I really liked The Mask. I really liked that story. And yeah, it was a lot of Jim Carrey going crazy, but it fit. It really fit that character of The Mask and all the crazy things that he did. You know, Stanley Ipkiss, he puts on this mask that he found. And of course, you know, the mask kind of takes over his personality. And anybody that puts on the mask just kind of accentuates their inner self or whatever and just goes crazy and has all these crazy powers. And I really like that premise. You know, I thought they really could have done something with that. I thought, man, there should be a comic book called The Mask, and it could be kind of an anthology series where as different people encounter and put on this mask, different things happen to them and it affects their lives in a good or a bad way or whatever. So I really liked that movie. I thought it was a great premise. And it was actually the first movie that I saw Cameron Diaz in. And I remember there was a scene at the end that I never forget. It's right at the very end where Jim Carrey is Stanley Ipkiss, not the mask anymore, but she knows he's the mask. And she gives him this kiss. And it's a great kiss scene, one of the best kiss scenes I've ever seen. And then she just gives him this look after they kiss. And I'm just like, man, that is sexy. That's a sexy look. And I didn't know who Cameron Diaz was at the time. Of course, she's gone on to be, you know, make a lot of movies and be famous and everything. But at the time, you know, that was the first time I'd ever seen her. And just that one scene, that one kiss scene and the look that she gives him, just, man, I just, wow, that was sexy. So I remember that. Batman Forever, I already talked about that. That was 1995. 1996 was The Phantom. I haven't seen that movie. I should rent that. Billy Zane as the bad guy in Titanic. He stars as the Phantom in that movie. 1997 was Batman and Robin. I already talked about that. Spawn, 1997. I didn't see that movie either. That was, from what I've heard, it wasn't a great movie. But that character was big at the time in comics. That was Todd McFarlane's big breakout comic after he left Spider-Man and Marvel and was starting everything at Image and everything. That was a big character for a while. And that movie came out 1997. Another movie from 1997 was Steel. That was a Shaquille O'Neal movie. I haven't seen that one. I've heard a lot about this movie. It was a TV movie in 1998. Nick Fury, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., and David Hasselhoff, the Hoff Man, was Nick Fury in that movie. And I've seen the beginning sequence of that movie on YouTube. But I've never seen the whole movie. I've heard a lot about it, but haven't seen it. And sorry, a lot of these I'm saying I haven't seen. But we'll get to more here in a minute. The Blade with Wesley Snipes as, you know, the vampire hunter guy. I've heard a lot of good things about that movie, but I haven't seen Blade. Mystery Men, that's another movie. Man, a lot of these I need to put on my... I've seen parts of this movie. It looks funny. It looks like a lot of fun. You know, it's got Ben Stiller in it. It's got William H. Macy in it. Janine Garofalo. And Hank Azaria, I believe. And Paul Rubens. And just basically all these oddball characters with strange or almost useless powers come together and, you know, fight against the supervillain kind of thing. And it looks like a lot of fun. But I haven't seen that movie, so I'm building up my list here. Now we come into some of these Marvel movies. Now Marvel's starting to make them. The first movie that, based on a Marvel character that had come out as a big theater was in the year 2000, X-Men came out. And I remember just being so surprised. I didn't hear anything about an X-Men movie coming. it just showed up. I mean, I heard about it just like, you know, a couple months before. It wasn't something like I was expecting or, you know, saw the run up to it or anything like that. It just, oh, an X-Men movie? Are you serious? So I went to the X-Men movie and I enjoyed it quite a bit. I liked the Wolverine character. I liked Jean Grey as a character. I thought they did a good job with Storm. Magneto, Professor X were awesome with Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen. Just, I thought all that was really good. I was kind of disappointed in Cyclops. I liked the Toad quite a bit. I thought that was pretty cool. Sabretooth, I was disappointed in. But all in all, it was just cool to see these characters in a movie for the first time. I mean, wow, X-Men. Wow, you're going to make a movie of that. That's pretty cool. I mean, X-Men are huge in Marvel Comics. And so I thought that was pretty cool. I liked that movie. I was a little disappointed. I thought they could have done more with it, but hey, this is all I got, right? So this was a good movie. Unbreakable by M. Night Shyamalan, directing that one with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson, Robin White, another 2000 movie. I really liked Unbreakable. I thought that was a really good idea, different spin on the superhero thing. You know, it wasn't anything from a existing comic book. And it was a good movie. It came right after The Sixth Sense. It was, you know, I thought M. Night Shyamalan did a great job with that. Okay, now the big ones are starting to hit at this point. Spider-Man, 2002. At the time, man, in my mind, best freaking superhero movie ever. Of course, I love Spider-Man from the comic books. I thought Sam Raimi did an amazing job of putting that movie together and just caught the essence of who Spider-Man was. And Tobey Maguire was a perfect Peter Parker. I really loved what they captured there in Spider-Man. And I thought just it was, I loved everything about it. I don't think there was anything bad about Spider-Man. You know, I guess the only complaint you could have would be the Green Goblin costume, you know, being, as Riz Schottfield says, like a Power Ranger suit kind of thing. And yeah, I agree with that. That was lamer than it could have been. But it was still good. And that the whole Spider-Man thing of the villains being tied directly to Spider-Man or people that Spider-Man knows, I thought they pulled that off really well. With Harry Osborn and all that. And Kristen Dunst as Mary Jane at the time, I thought was done really well. You know, the upside down kiss thing was cool and sexy and just, it was amazing. It was really good. So in 2003 is when Daredevil came out. And I've talked about that a little bit already when we were talking about Batman and Ben Affleck. But I really enjoyed the Daredevil movie. I really didn't find much wrong with it. Of course, I didn't read Daredevil a lot in the comics, so maybe that's why I give it such a pass. Because, you know, I guess people that it would have read a lot of Daredevil comic books probably didn't enjoy it as much. But I thought it was great. I liked the Kingpin. I liked Elektra. I thought Bullseye was good. I thought everybody was represented well and did a really good job. But that's just me. X-Men 2 or X2. Man. 10 times better than X-Men. And I loved X-Men. But they just ramped it up. And they did such a good job with X-Men 2. Just everybody did an excellent job. Wolverine was featured really well. They had the Phoenix thing at the end. Magneto and Stryker and Professor X. And the killer scenes with Nightcrawler. They just did an amazing job with Nightcrawler. I can't believe they didn't bring him back. I don't know what the deal was with that. I never read up on that and followed up on why Nightcrawler didn't come back for X-Men 3. But, I mean, Nightcrawler was one of my favorite characters from the X-Men comic books. And I thought they did an amazing job with him and his character. And the special effects with that were just amazing. And the storyline was good. The story, you know, the plot was solid. All the actors did an amazing job. Perfect. One of the most perfect superhero movies. It was really well done. Really well done. 2003. and then also in 2003, we have The Hulk. This is the first one with Ang Lee directing, Eric Bana as the Hulk. Here we have Jennifer Connelly as Betty Ross, and one of my favorite actors, Sam Elliott, as Thunderbolt Ross, General Ross. I thought he did a great job. He was probably the best part of that movie for me, was Sam Elliott. And, you know, As much as I wanted to defend Hulk, and, you know, there's still parts of it that I defend to this day, but it just went too far outside the box. You know, you compare that with Spider-Man, and you had somebody that just caught the essence of who Spider-Man was, and you know, Peter Parker and all these supporting characters around him just caught the essence and the core of that so well. And the Hulk, Hulk was the opposite of that. It was more artsy. It was more the director trying to put his mark on something rather than trying to catch who is Bruce Banner, who is the Hulk, what defines their relationship, who's General Ross. You know, and they just, you know, they had the mutant dog scene, which was kind of a cool idea, but everything was filmed so dark. Couldn't tell what was going on. The stuff, I mean, and then the stuff with his dad being the one that did experiments on him and caused this to happen. And yeah, there was gamma radiation that was involved in an experiment that set everything off. But it really wasn't the essence of the Hulk. It wasn't his story. It was somebody else's idea of what they could do with a Hulk type character, and they changed it too much. And, you know, and then his dad becoming absorption man, but they never called him that. You never really understood what was going on with that. You couldn't see them fight at the end. There was no physical battle. Again, I don't like major slugfests that go on forever, but there was really nothing in there. The best scenes in Hulk were, you know, the Hulk busting out and fighting against the military. I mean, that's when Hulk is at his best, when he's going against tanks and jets and anything that the military can throw at him. And you got General Ross, you know, coming after him. Sam Elliott, perfect voice and perfect character for that. And just all those scenes were really, really good. And there was other scenes between Bruce and Betty Ross. And some really good things that happened there. And, you know, I even tried to get behind what was going on with the origin story. And some of that was kind of cool, the way it played out in flashbacks and things like that. But not really cool. Cool if it was another movie. If it wasn't Hulk, it would have been kind of a neat thing. But it was totally different. And I know that's what Ang Lee was going for, was something totally different. But missed the mark, missed the essence of the character. I did like, which a lot of people complained about, the multi-frame shots where he tried to make it kind of look like a comic book, and he had several boxes with different action going on. And, you know, I thought that was kind of neat. I liked what he did with that, because it didn't really interfere with the story. The story kind of interfered with the story in that movie. But, you know, I'll still defend the effort on that movie. I won't defend everything about it, but Anyway, let's move on from there. Spending too much time there. Hellboy. Man. I'm so deficient in my movie watching. I haven't seen Hellboy or Hellboy 2. I know a lot of people like those movies. And I have nothing against them. I just haven't seen them yet. The Punisher. Another Punisher movie in 2004. I guess John Travolta was in that. I don't know. I didn't see that movie. Spider-Man 2, another amazing Spider-Man movie. This time you have Dr. Octopus with Alfred Molina in there as Doc Ock. And again, just all these characters. Sam Raimi nails it. Tobey Maguire nails it. I start to get a little bit tired of Kirsten Dunst at that point in that movie because, you know, she just screams a lot. And it's probably not her fault. It's just, what do you do when you got so many other cool things going on? You know, I really liked the Harry Osborn. You know, he didn't do anything. And, you know, we didn't see him become Hobgoblin or whatever until Spider-Man 3. But just the kind of bit, those scenes, the tension between Spider-Man and Harry Osborn, and translating that to Peter Parker and Harry Osborn, even though they don't realize that, you know. But another fantastic movie. A lot of people say that's the best Spider-Man movie, and I can't disagree with them. I enjoyed Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man as well. But I do think that Doc Ock was a lot better villain than the Green Goblin. Just the whole, the acting and their connection to Peter Parker and the special effects and everything, just that was just done really, really well. So another plus for Spider-Man there. Catwoman, 2004, haven't seen it. From what I've heard, I'm not going to see it. Everybody says how terrible it is. I really haven't cared to see it at this point. 2004, we have The Incredibles, Pixar movie. They just knocked it out of the park with this one. They had just, I can't say anything bad about The Incredibles. They caught the vibe. They did their own thing with it. They made the superheroes really cool. I loved the family aspect of it. You have this family with superpowers. You know, and that kind of goes back to the Fantastic Four and those kinds of things. But it's its own thing. They did, you know, of course you can't do a superhero movie without using superhero tropes and things that have been done in the past. But they totally did their own thing, you know, with Syndrome and you know, had the old superheroes from the past. And then now they're in this new life together and things are different. And they're trying to just blend in with society and just... Everything about the movie was cool. Great animation, great plot, amazing action. It was all good. I'd love to see an Incredibles 2. Another movie that I want to defend, but I can't defend totally, is Elektra. I mean, people didn't like Daredevil, so... Elektra is gonna be killed, but it really wasn't a great movie. I liked Jennifer Garner in it. I thought she did a good job. I liked some of the things they did with the villains in that, and I liked that she was trying to defend people. But yeah, I mean, it got boring, and it really didn't make a lot of sense. A lot of what they did. Why they were going against Elektra and the hand could have been done so much better, based on what I've read in the comics. But it was okay. I enjoyed watching it, but it's not a stellar movie. 2005, Batman Begins. Already talked about it. Amazing. And then this is a heartbreaker for me. Fantastic Four, 2005. Fantastic Four is one of my ultimate favorite superheroes, comic books. You know, it's one of the comic books I first started to read. One of the first superhero. You know, I saw the old Fantastic Four cartoon in the 70s. Even though it didn't have the Human Torch, it had Herbie the Robot. I liked Fantastic Four. When I started collecting comics, those are the back issues I went for. Those are the comics that I started collecting first, was the Fantastic Four. I've always loved that comic book and those characters. And I'm just about out of space. So I'm going to quit now. Okay, so that's the end of part one of the superhero movie Lightning Round. Tune in tomorrow for part two, for our last day of the superhero marathon. Just in case you forgot, this podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, which means please spread it, share it with whoever you'd like, but do not sell it or change it. Thanks. Bye.